Welcome to the winter 2018 edition of Community Health, caring for you close to home, provided by Kent Community Health NHS Foundation Trust. Help us help you stay well this winter. I have a streaming cold, my second of the past 6 weeks, but I know that thanks to my trusty local pharmacist, I have the right medication to get me through. I'm also pretty certain that I won't have flu because I had my flu jab in October. And that's really important, knowing where to go for support when you need it and taking any necessary precautions to stay well. Hence my flu vaccination. Remember, pharmacists are great for common problems. Your GP practice is there to support you too, and now many are open for longer. If you need treatment but don't know where to go, please phone 111. You can hear more about winter and what help and services are available to support you in this issue, as well as how sometimes medical help isn't the only way to make people feel better. Ask Tony Tester, who has found time at a day centre, gives him a little of what he needs to be happy. We also have our listings guide to help you make the right choice. Enjoy, Faye. From the editor, Faye Sinclair, 01622 211 947. Email faye.sinclair1@nhs.net. Our features. I had a heart age of 72. Gym lover John is changing his lifestyle. Help us help you this winter. Special feature on help and support available. Whole new world. How Nelson was able to hear, thanks to implants. Defying the odds. Helping children to lead normal lives. Finding an authentic voice. Supporting trans women through gender changes. All roads lead to nursing. Three women's journeys to become nurses. You can read our magazine online. www.kentcht.nhs.uk/magazine. Follow us on Facebook, Kent Community Health. Tweet us at NHS Kent CHFT or like us on LinkedIn. Write to us at Kent Community Health NHS Foundation Trust, The Oast, Hermitage Court, Hermitage Lane, Barming, Maidstone, Kent, ME16 9NT. If you would like to advertise in this magazine, please phone Charlotte Morgan on 01622 211940. The Team. Editor-in-Chief Julia Rogers, 01622 211946. Email juliarogers1@nhs.net. News Editor Chloe Crouch. Designers Julie Bignall, Karen Kelly, Neville Raven. Contributors Joe Trehani and Anna Hind.
Your shout. We love it when you tell us what you think. There are many ways you can feedback to help us improve services or get involved. Colleagues praise for welcoming team. I just wanted to say how I enjoy working with the team at Gravesend Minor Injury Unit. They make me feel welcome all the time. Special mention for Dean Fox, who always works very hard and demonstrates an excellent level of motivation and fantastic patient care. Madzikanda Kuda, Gravesend. Podiatry perfection. I would like to say how wonderful the podiatry centre at the Queen Victoria Memorial Hospital is in Herne Bay. I had a toe removed under local anaesthetic, and I cannot praise the staff enough for their kindness and attentiveness. I have been a nurse all my life and have never met such a professional group of medical practitioners. If you need medical attention for your toes and feet, do not worry, you will have first-class service. Anne Jordan, Herne Bay, via Facebook. Zoe's story is an inspiration. I am writing to let you know how reassuring and useful your story about Mrs. Escudia Davies was in the last issue of Community Health. I had a stroke 2 years ago and have had the same struggle to come to terms with similar difficulties. Your story has been a great help to me and encouraged me to be positive about my recovery. D. Denegri, Tunbridge Wells. Special thank you for Edenbridge Hospital. The family of a Tunbridge resident shared a heartfelt thank you with the team which supported their mum. Jessie Morgan's daughters presented the team with this lovely hamper and a card to thank them for her excellent care. Get involved. Want to have your say? Patient Advice and Liaison Service, PALS. Phone 0300 123 1807. Text 07899 903 499. Email kentchft.pals@nhs.net. Want to volunteer for us? Want to help out? To find out more about volunteering with us, contact Maria on 01474 360 508. Email maria.swaby@nhs.net. Want to become a member? If you'd like to become a member of our trust, visit www.kentcht.nhs.uk/membership and fill in the online form. You can also phone 01233 667 827 or email kcht.membership@nhs.net.
Community health news. Therapy is all a game at hospital. Armchair football, catch and skittles are just some of the games a forward-thinking physiotherapy team is using to help patients recover at Tunbridge Cottage Hospital. The team has introduced a series of activities to its weekly exercise group thanks to a generous donation from the hospital's League of Friends. Patients are supported to perform warm-up exercises to improve their mobility and muscle strength before joining in a series of fun games designed to work different muscle groups, all from the safety of their armchair. The brainchild of physiotherapist Cherie Kempton and rehabilitation assistant Sue Colley, the games not only support the physical health but emotional well-being too. Cherie said, "We know how important it is to get people up and moving when they are in hospital, so we can get them home safely and managing as independently as possible. It's not just their muscles that get a good workout. There's lots of laughter and social interaction too, which is so important. We're really grateful to the League of Friends for its donation. The equipment is really making a difference to the experience our patients have when they are with us." Barbara Foster, 85, from Westerham, was admitted for physical therapy after falling and breaking her hip. She said, "I haven't been here too long, but I have been so well looked after. I'm excited to get up and moving. You have to stay positive and keep going." Time to Change. More than 120 people have signed up to become Time to Change champions as part of our organisation's pledge to encourage openness about mental health within its workforce. At the same time as the Champions programme was launched, Chief Executive Paul Bentley signed a pledge on behalf of the organisation, expressing commitment to the National Time to Change programme. He said, "I am proud that by signing the Time to Change pledge and recruiting champions for our workplace, we are continuing in our quest to be the best employer for our people." Butterfly Emblem launches our end-of-life care initiative. Butterflies will be flying into our community hospital soon in a new initiative to support patients who are receiving end-of-life care. Magnets, stickers and posters with this image have been created to go at the end of beds, in patient notes and on doors. The butterfly will remind our colleagues to take the extra time to make sure they are meeting the needs of these patients and their relatives and carers.
Listening to you in East Kent. What do you think about planned improvements to local care and potential options for hospital services in East Kent? That's the question the NHS has been asking this autumn. More than 1,000 people have given their views at public meetings, discussions with groups from seldom heard communities, through street surveys and an online questionnaire. At the public meetings, led by the four East Kent Clinical Commissioning Groups, CCGs, Ashford, Canterbury and Coastal, South Kent Coast and Thanet, with East Kent Hospitals, University NHS Foundation and colleagues from community, mental health and social care services, people heard about the challenges facing the system. There are some parts of our service that work really well and people tell us they're really happy, said Caroline Selkirk, managing director of the four CCGs. But the trouble is, we're not doing the good things every day and everywhere. She explained that medicine and people's needs are changing, and services need to change to reflect this. By doing things differently, including working in different ways and making best use of new technology, the NHS in East Kent will deliver higher standards of care, improving outcomes for patients, joined up care for frail people, intervening swiftly if their health takes a downturn, consistently high quality care 7 days a week, wider range of services from GP surgeries and local health centres, fewer operations cancelled, shorter stays in hospital, shorter waits in A&E and for planned operations, better recruitment and retention of staff. Proposals were outlined to bring together highly specialist hospital services in one major emergency centre for East Kent, and details were given of two possible options for East Kent hospital services. At the meeting, there was lots of support for the NHS. Most people strongly backed plans to provide more services in GP practices and community hospitals, and accepted that bringing specialist services together would ensure patients get 7 days a week care from well-staffed expert teams. Concerns raised included staff shortages, travel times, and the risk of a problem with the developer if option two went ahead. Table discussions at many of the events captured people's views in detail, and notes were taken of all the questions asked. Independent reports on the feedback from the engagement will form part of extensive information considered in the evaluation process. This will recommend a shortlist of options to go forward to full public consultation in 2019. To find out more, please visit www.kentandmedway.nhs.uk/East Kent. Gillian on hand to support next generation. Gillian Stevens is the first clinical student partner to be appointed to our Nursing Academy to support the first cohort of student nurses and nurse associates starting in February 2019. Gillian is a qualified nurse, midwife and health visitor with a wealth of experience to bring to the role. She said, "It's really exciting to be here at the start of this new initiative to train nurses for our trust and to be able to support our future workforce." The Nursing Academy offers two courses through KCHFT that are fully accredited by the Open University.
Edenbridge latest, preferred location for health and wellbeing centre revealed. Residents in Edenbridge are one step closer to getting their new health and wellbeing centre, putting multiple health and social care services in one place, after land next to the Eden Centre was identified as the best site for the multipurpose centre. And more than 100 people packed into the WI Hall in Edenbridge to hear more about why the land on 4 Elms Road was agreed by the three partners, NHS West Kent Clinical Commissioning Group, Kent Community Health NHS Foundation Trust and Edenbridge Medical Practice, involved as the most suitable choice. The meeting was chaired by MP Tom Tugendhat, and speakers included Deputy Managing Director for West Kent CCG, Adam Wickens, KCHFT's Head of Clinical Services, Urgent Care and Hospitals, Victoria Cover, and Dr Simon Morrison, Senior Partner, Edenbridge Medical Practice, as well as Project Manager Carl Dodd. The decision to approach Kent County Council, which owns the plot, about it followed a thorough assessment process. The public meeting was also an opportunity for people to hear a little more about what the centre could look like, the services that will be provided there, and the importance of feedback from residents. During the coming weeks and months, there will be a series of pop-up exhibitions featuring the architect's work to date and the timeline for what happens next. Find out more at www.westkentccg.nhs.uk. Are you red bag ready? Care home residents across East Kent will be given a new red bag as part of a scheme to make sure they receive quick and effective treatment should they need to go into hospital in an emergency. The red bag keeps important information about a care home resident's health in one place, easily accessible to ambulance and hospital staff, and is kept with them at all times during their hospital stay. It contains information about the resident's general health, any existing medical conditions they have, medication they are taking, as well as highlighting the current health concern. There is also room in the bag for personal belongings, such as spare clothes, glasses, hearing aids and dentures. Getting fitter and healthier together. If you're looking to lead a healthier lifestyle, then One New Kent could be able to help. It provides advice and support for people wanting to stop smoking, lose weight and generally improve the way people live their lives. It worked for one Faversham couple who together lost more than 8 kilos in weight thanks to our One New service. Jane Meenahan and Neil Ryder were referred to the service from their doctor after Jane was diagnosed with diabetes. Neil also had high cholesterol and wanted to get fitter. The couple met One New lifestyle advisor Joe Attrell, who suggested they start food diaries, advised them on portion control and referred them to the gym, setting individual goals. Jane said, "I was sceptical at first, but Joe was very supportive and non-judgmental. We knew we needed to lose weight and exercise, and in a strange way, the diabetes diagnosis helped me kickstart that." Neil said, "My cholesterol was high and I was eating too much dairy, which wasn't helping. Now I limit myself to 3 portions a day and I've cut out sugar in my tea and coffee too." The couple use the gym at the Abbey School Sports Centre in Faversham, where a programme has been designed especially for them and their individual needs. Joe Attrell said, "Jane and Neil have worked hard to change their eating habits and by working together they have spurred each other on too. Well done to both of them. It's been a pleasure to observe the changes they have made." Find out more at www.oneukent.org.uk. We have a new chairman. John Goulston has joined Kent Community Health NHS Foundation Trust as chairman. Mr. Goulston took over from interim chair Richard Field when he retired as chief executive of Croydon Health Services NHS Trust after 6 years. The father of 3 from Beckenham has a wealth of experience working as a chief executive of acute and community health providers. He has been an executive director of NHS London, the Strategic Health Authority for London, plus director of finance at 2 London teaching hospitals during his career. He said, "I'm delighted to be joining the KCHFT team. During my time in Croydon, we established the One Croydon Alliance, a 10-year agreement to integrate services across health and social care for all, and has some great successes during the past 18 months. Community services are the glue that holds our service together for patients. I fully believe the way to transform services is by listening to our staff, patients and their families and communities, and most importantly, acting on what we hear. I know just how talented, caring and committed the KCHFT team is, and I look forward to working with them." The Trust also welcomed 3 new non-executive directors, Francis Drobniewski, Martin Cook and Nigel Turner, from the 1st of October, who are shadowing and then taking over from non-executive directors Richard Field and Steve Howe, who will end their tenure on the 1st of April 2019. We are baby friendly. Our health visiting service has been given its 2nd seal of approval from UNICEF. The service received 2nd stage accreditation for the Baby Friendly Initiative, which recognises the infant and breastfeeding support we provide for new parents. Infant feeding lead and lactation consultant Janet Farrington said, I am extremely proud of my colleagues as they have worked very hard and shown great enthusiasm to reach this stage of the accreditation process. UNICEF's baby-friendly accreditation focuses on evidence-based standards for maternity, health visiting, neonatal and children's centre services. Find out more at www.kentcht.nhs.uk/kentbaby. Do you have swallowing problems? The way food or drink is modified for people who have swallowing problems, dysphagia, has changed to make swallowing safer. It's really important food and drink are thickened to exactly the right level for a person's needs, which is why a new international classification system, International Dysphagia Diet Standardisation Initiative, IDDSI, for food and drink is being brought in across the UK. IDDSI describes different textures of food and drink and is in response to risks around using different words for thickened drinks and food. Although the UK has until April 2019 to comply with this, some manufacturers of these products have already changed the instructions for use on their tins and bottles to a new way. As this could be confusing for NHS staff, carers or patients who are mixing thickened food, we changed to using the international guidance from October 2018. Find out more about IDDSI at http://iddsi.org.
Meet the innovators. From supporting people with hearing problems, to exercise, to a new way of community nursing, here's what we have been up to. How the Roger Pen has helped patients hear again. Listening to our patients is key. So when the postural stability team received feedback from patients that they'd struggled to hear exercise instructions, the team knew it had to do something to help. Senior postural stability instructor Peter Ellis approached our patient engagement team, which was working with Action for Hearing, to explore using Roger Pens in the Trust. Peter offered to trial them at one of his classes. The Roger Pen is a small device with a microphone that clips to the instructor and a receiver which is worn by the user. A person's hearing aid is put on the hearing loop setting. Those without a hearing loop can wear headphones. Although initial feedback was mixed, Peter decided to buy 2 Roger Pens and 6 receivers for further user testing, and the trials could not have gone any better. John Brown, 83, from Margate, attends a weekly exercise class and found the Roger Pen useful. He said, "I'm really deaf and my hearing aids are not that good, so this Roger Pen has been very useful in class." Margaret Mummer agreed, "I have lost 3/4 of my hearing in both ears, and even though I am wearing hearing aids, in a class like this, or when lots of people are talking, such as in a restaurant, it's very difficult to hear even the person next to you. The Roger Pen has made the instructor sound much clearer. It's very good." Peter said, "Hearing problems can be a challenge for some patients, so when you add in the additional noise and acoustics from a community hall, it can make hearing difficult and sometimes non-existent, which is not ideal. When I set up one of my patients with the receiver and turned it on, I could see from his face how successful the Roger Pen was going to be. His face lit up." Engagement manager Charlotte Wood, who helped Peter source the Roger Pens, said, "Feedback from the deaf community is that they are less conspicuous and very easy to use." New Bertzorg-style team up and running. A team of community nurses and care agency staff has taken the bold step of working as a self-managed team in Edenbridge. This innovative team is the second to be launched in Kent and is part of a 4-year project aiming to implement the Bertzorg model in France, Belgium and the UK. Kent Community Health NHS Foundation Trust is working with Kent County Council to deliver the project, which is self-managing teams of 12 staff working at neighbourhood level, handling every aspect of care and business. This way of working provides better outcomes for people lower costs, fewer unplanned hospital admissions, and consistency of care. Our team is working with GP and local partners on the referral process and learning how to work as a self-managed team before managing its own caseload in the new year.
I had a heart age of 72. What do you do when at the age of 40 you are told your heart is more like that of a 72-year-old man? Joe Trahani spoke to one man who was faced with just that diagnosis. John Allison, 40, from Dover, regularly visits the gym and leads a very active lifestyle. However, at an NHS health check provided by Kent Community Health NHS Foundation Trust, KCHFT, he was shocked to learn his heart age was more than 3 decades older than his actual age. As a heavy smoker combined with a stressful job, his health check revealed high blood pressure. Although he was doing lots of weight training, John wasn't eating enough of the right foods as part of his regime, which all contributed to his heart age being 30 years older than he actually was. "It was a real shock," said John. "I do smoke, but I also exercise every day and thought I was eating a good diet as part of my training. So I didn't expect to end up with a heart age of 72. I'm now making simple changes to my diet and I'm going to start a quit attempt with my local One You smoke-free service, which I'm told could lower my heart age by as much as 11 years. I'm feeling optimistic that if I keep going, I'll be able to bring my heart age down much closer to my actual age." KCHFT's health checker Simon Roberts explained, "Although John was taking plenty of exercise, he was a heavy smoker and his blood pressure was high at 147 over 84. Although his overall cholesterol level was below the danger zone of 5 at 4.7, his ratio of bad LDL to good HDL cholesterol was very high at 12. This revealed that John's chance of having a heart attack or stroke was more than 20%. The average for his age is 1.5%, and that he had a heart age of 72. The quickest and easiest way for John to reduce his heart age is, of course, to quit smoking. This small step can reduce your heart age by more than 10 years, and you can get free help from the NHS to help you. We discussed other lifestyle changes. John spent a lot of time in the gym and was very strict with what he was eating, but it became clear that he was concentrating on carbs and protein and eating too little fruit and veg. This contributed to high levels of bad cholesterol relative to good, which adds to your heart age. There are 50 preventable deaths from heart attack or stroke every day in England. In Kent, 918 people die from a heart attack or stroke each year, with a quarter under 75 years old. 3/4 of adults in Kent aged 40 to 74 have a heart age higher than their actual age, putting them at increased risk of having a heart attack or stroke. This could be prevented if they take action to improve their health by making simple lifestyle changes. Knowing your heart age is the first step to help you if you're at risk. You can find out your heart age by getting a free NHS health check for 40 to 70-year-olds or by taking an online test. Online at www.nhs.uk/1u/HAT or go to www.kentcht.nhs.uk/1u to book an NHS health check or health MOT. You can find out more about cholesterol at www.heartuk.org.uk.
Help us help you this winter. Winter is upon us, and as the temperature drops, it increases the risk for many people of becoming ill. If you are over 65 and have a long-term condition, you will be more at risk of heart attack, stroke, flu, pneumonia, falls, and hypothermia during colder months. So what can you do? Having your flu jab is really important, and so is making sure you have enough medication at home in case the weather becomes really bad. Remember to eat and drink well and stay warm. If you do become unwell, we are here. Whether that is responding rapidly to you at home or helping you return home from hospital, our teams support patients 365 days a year. Our top tips to keep well and warm. Have your flu jab. If you are eligible, get it now, as it's free because you need it. The vaccination is important for those who are at increased risk of the effects of flu, such as people aged over 65, pregnant women, and anyone with a long-term health condition. If you are unsteady on your feet, you have more chance of slipping over in winter. Remember to wear sensible and comfortable shoes. Have your eyes and hearing checked. Drink plenty of water and eat regularly and be safe at home. Declutter, tidy up, don't leave items on the stairs, and put the lights on so you can see better when moving about. Think carefully about whether you need to go to A&E if you are unwell. There are lots of other ways you can seek medical help, including minor injury units, urgent treatment centres, NHS 111, your GP, NHS Choices, and your local pharmacist. If you have heart or respiratory problems, stay indoors during very cold weather, as the cold can aggravate your condition. Wear layers of clothes and use a hot water bottle to keep warm. Don't sit for too long. Get up, stretch your legs and stay active. Moderate activity can help keep you warm and banish the winter blues. You can feel tired and sluggish. Beat the winter blues by enjoying as much daylight as possible and trying to get a good night's sleep. How can we help our NHS? In 2018, the National Health Service marked its 70th birthday. A lot has changed since its creation, and that includes the demand on our health service during the winter. Here, our experts, Medical Director and Faversham GP Dr. Sarah Phillips, Frailty Advanced Clinical Practitioner and Older People's Fellow Hayley Mullen, and Lead Pharmacist for Medicines Management and Education, John Lightfoot, talk about how we all have a role to play in helping each other stay well this winter. Question: why do health services become so overstretched in winter? Hayley: the colder weather inevitably brings with it more colds, flu, norovirus, and it has a detrimental effect on people with long-term respiratory and chronic long-term conditions. When the temperature drops, vulnerable people are at increased risk of heart attack, stroke, pneumonia, falls, and hypothermia. With more people feeling unwell, there is a huge demand on health services, more people needing a GP appointment, more people attending A&E. Question: are more GP appointments available this winter? Sarah: yes, as part of a programme of extending hours, more appointments are now on offer in the evenings and at weekends. They may not always be with your own GP, but they are with a health professional. We, as GPs, are working together to make sure more patients can be seen. You can find out more at www.nhs.uk/GP access. Question: what support can a pharmacist offer? John: if you want advice about treating minor health concerns, such as treatment for coughs and colds and upset stomachs, your pharmacist could be your first port of call. You can talk to your pharmacist in confidence, even about the most personal symptoms, and you don't need to make an appointment. Most pharmacies now have a private consultation area where you can talk without being overheard. Pharmacists can also help with repeat prescriptions and dispose of out-of-date medicines. Question: what can older people do to help themselves stay well this winter? Sarah: look after yourself. If you start to feel unwell, even if it's a cough or a cold, don't wait until it gets more serious. Seek advice from your pharmacist. It's also important to keep warm, keep hydrated, and get the flu jab. If you do really need to go to hospital and you live in East Kent, you can check the Wait Less app to find out which urgent care centre to head to for faster treatment. Question: How can people support older relatives or friends when the weather turns colder? Hayley: check up on older neighbours and relatives and those with long-term conditions to make sure they are safe, well and warm enough. If you're worried about an elderly relative or neighbour, contact your local council or phone Age UK on 0800 678 1174. If you're concerned that the person may be suffering from hypothermia, phone NHS 111. If you do really need to go to hospital and you live in East Kent, you can check the Wait Less app to find out which urgent care centre to head for faster treatment. How can we help you? For a full list of how we can help you at Kent Community Health NHS Foundation Trust, including where to find our minor injury units, please visit www.kentct.nhs.uk/rservices.
Helping you stay well or recover in winter. Every day of the year, we work hard to make sure we provide the highest quality care for you in our community hospitals, at home, or in our clinics. Winter brings different challenges to other seasons, which is why so much preparation goes into helping us help you get through the cold months as healthy and well as you can be. Here we take a look at some of the new and different ways we are looking after you to make sure you get home more quickly from hospital so you can recover faster. Home is the best medicine for Harry. Home comforts and a loving family are the best medicine for 87-year-old Henry Steele. Although the former engineer acknowledges his recent stay at Mason Hospital was superb, nothing can beat being home with his wife Jennifer, daughter Hilary, her partner Sue and Spud the dog. Henry, known to his friends and family as Harry, fell and broke his hip and has been working hard to get back on his feet and independent again. And it's thanks to Home First that Harry was able to go home. Under the scheme, hospital staff work closely with colleagues in the community and in social care to plan for a patient's return home from the first day they arrive. While Harry was on the ward recovering from his hip operation, he underwent a therapy assessment. He was viewed as well enough to continue his rehab at home and was seen the very next day by the therapy assistant discharge service. To start with, therapy assistant practitioner Nicola Pollitt saw Harry daily to help him with exercises and mobility. And in 3 weeks, he went from using a Zimmer frame to using one walking stick to get around at home. A fantastic achievement. Harry said, "When I fell at home, I was in so much pain. I was crying and feeling very sorry for myself. But the doctors had my hip sorted in no time and even commended me for being relaxed throughout the operation, which was done under sedation. My health problems started a few years ago. I was the main carer for my wife, Jennifer, who suffered a stroke nearly 8 years ago. But in looking after Jennifer, I neglected myself and my health went so far downhill that I have been in and out of hospital with various issues since then, including a heart bypass and shingles. Harry has come so far and can now look forward to getting back to normality, starting with a family lunch out at the pub. It's splendid to be home," said Harry. Home First is a partnership between Kent Community Health NHS Foundation Trust, East Kent Hospitals University NHS Foundation Trust, Maidstone and Tunbridge Wells NHS Trust and Kent County Council. Rising up to the challenge. Sarah Williamson and her team are ready to take on winter. She and her colleagues work as part of Home First, focusing on providing care and assessment out of hospital in a care home while patients make decisions about their long-term care. The scheme started as a trial late in 2017 and proved to be a real success. Now the team is rolling up its sleeves ready to help with this year's winter pressures. It's run by KCHFT in partnership with Kent County Council and Maidstone and Tunbridge Wells NHS Trust, funded by West Kent Clinical Commissioning Group. Sarah explained, "Historically these patients would have been stuck in hospital. Now we're giving families breathing space to make those important decisions about their loved one's future in an environment which is closer to being at home. We work closely with continuing healthcare to make sure patients do not have to wait in hospital at what can be a very sensitive and stressful time. Hospitals are busy, loud, bright and fraught, so by moving someone into a care home, we can give them a fairer assessment. The success of Home First is due in part to the relationship Sarah has built with partner organisations, the hospital discharge team and especially care homes, helping them to understand the new way of working and encouraging them to take patients they would not previously have done. She said everyone benefits. We're effectively moving patients out of the back door so those coming in at the front through A&E have a bed on a ward to go to. It's a seamless process that is working well. Physios help Bernard to walk. A home away from home feeling with short-term rehabilitation is the ethos behind the therapy-led unit at Tunbridge Cottage Hospital and one that lead therapist Frederica Stenning believes has been achieved. It started out as a pilot project, but its success resulted in the unit becoming permanent, offering 12 rehabilitation beds to patients in West Kent. The team works with GPs, the Home Treatment Service, rapid response nurses and the community liaison team at Maidstone and Tunbridge Wells Hospitals to work out which patients would most benefit from the activity-based care on offer. Patients arriving for rehab need to be medically stable with no intravenous medication. No registered nurses or doctors are based in the unit. The beds are usually occupied for up to 14 days to prepare the patients for safe discharge home. Frederica said, "Our patients get up and dressed every morning and take part in an exercise session and activities in the day room before lunch. We encourage walks in our lovely gardens and we do a lot of stair practice here too. The unit is going from strength to strength and the person-centred approach means we are able to evolve the care and activities on offer, taking on good suggestions from patients and their families. For example, we installed fans in the conservatory day room and included a walk in the garden in the weekly timetable. It's exactly why Bernard Hatch arrived on the unit. Bernard was admitted to Tunbridge Wells Hospital after falling at home. He was also poorly with a chest infection. The 85-year-old is working with the therapy team to improve his mobility, including getting in and out of bed and walking. He said, "The physios help me walk every day and they've taken good care of me. Everyone is attentive and has more time to help me with my exercises."
Helping you stay healthy. Sometimes direct medical care isn't always the answer when it comes to helping people. Our well-being can be enhanced in different ways. Here, Kathy Bellman, local care lead for Kent and Medway, explains what social prescribing is and how it could help you stay well. You may wonder what social prescribing is and how could it be related to your health, but it is. Think of it as having time to find out what matters to you, to enable you to make positive changes in your life and your communities by linking you to voluntary and community groups so you feel better. It's like having a non-medical prescription to support people, which can help with improving lifestyles, managing symptoms, becoming involved, and signposting to organisations that can assist with things such as housing or money matters. To make sure we are developing local care, care provided for people in the community, health and social care organisations are working together to make sure everyone can access social prescribing. How does it work? People see medical professionals who may think they would be better helped by support and encouragement to improve their well-being, so they can refer that person to a link worker who will empower them to address their social, emotional, or practical needs. Social prescribing isn't anything innovative or new. It's recreating what we need to build communities supporting each other. How social prescribing worked for Roy. After the death of his wife, Roy was lonely, as the couple had been married for many years, the last 8 of which Roy spent caring for his wife. During a routine visit to his GP to check on his medication, Roy was asked if there was anything else his GP could help with. It was at this point Roy, from Tankerton, admitted that he was struggling with loneliness. So his GP referred him to an organisation called Red Zebra, which helped Roy find things to do to combat him feeling alone. This included groups at his local library. Roy said, "I had never been lonely in my life, but after the funeral, I found myself not knowing what to do with myself. I am now involved in some clubs and societies and have met lots of nice people. It gives my days purpose," says Tony. Tea, biscuits, craft and social activities, but more importantly, friendly, welcoming faces and a reason to get up in the morning. These are just some of the reasons why residents of Edenbridge enjoy attending the day centre. For the nursing team, the centre gives the opportunity to assess those attending and pick up on a multitude of health needs that may have gone unnoticed at home. Nurse Caroline Everest explained, "As well as the social aspect, we can carry out observations such as blood pressure, check skin integrity, and liaise with other healthcare professionals, the patient's GP or a community nurse. We can also advise about incontinence, weight, and diet. We can help with problems at home, including finding out about financial assistance or care needs. We're picking up issues on a weekly basis. For example, if one of our regulars arrives with a limp one day, we'll know that needs looking into. By picking up on health needs at the very start, we can direct our patients to the right care, which in the long term keeps them healthier, happier, and out of hospital." Tony Tester is a huge fan of the day centre and, along with his wife Mary, attends twice a week. The former professional photographer said, "Coming here gives me a reason to get out of bed, have a shave and look tidy. It gives my day purpose, and of course it's good to meet people too. We often discuss the news and read the daily papers. I enjoy colouring. Some may think that's childish, but it's so relaxing and makes me think creatively. Everything is done for you here. It's wonderful. We get tea, biscuits and a hot lunch we can choose, although I am very fussy and tend to bring my own sandwiches." The day centre is based at the back of Edenbridge and District War Memorial Hospital. The site is surrounded by trees and patients can enjoy tending to tomatoes in the greenhouse and watching the bird feeder in the garden. Anyone can go to Edenbridge Day Centre as long as they are over 65 and registered with a GP practice in the town. A hot lunch and refreshments are provided at £5 per day. Free transport can also be arranged, subject to criteria. The day centre is open Monday and Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. The Tuesday session, 10 to 1:30 p.m, is for people with dementia. Thursday is new assessment day. Hospital at home. A new programme offering intensive medical and nursing support for a short time when people are discharged from hospital has launched. Hospital at home is aimed at patients in West Kent who need further nursing or medical care following admission to hospital for a surgical procedure or medical condition. It was developed by Kent Community Health NHS Foundation Trust and Maidstone and Tunbridge Wells NHS Foundation Trust to support suitable patients return home sooner to recover faster with the right support. When patients are still in hospital, a hospital at home clinical coordinator will meet them and arrange the first home visit, where an assessment will be carried out and the care needed will be discussed. The care and treatment recommended by the hospital consultant will be delivered at home. The team includes senior registered nurses, doctors and healthcare support workers who keep in touch with the person's GP and hospital staff. Once treatment is complete, patients are discharged from hospital at home. However, if the team feels patients would benefit from other services, it refers them, with the patient's consent, to other community teams, such as community nursing, complex care nurses, or community physiotherapy. Rapid transfer will make sure you are in the right place. making sure patients are in the right place to recover faster and have the support they need to do so is at the heart of preparations for winter in East Kent. Building on Home First, which began in 2017, Kent Community Health NHS Foundation Trust and East Kent Hospitals University NHS Foundation Trust are working together with Kent County Council to make sure people do not spend longer in hospital than they need to and are not admitted unless they really need to be. This includes in-hospital and out-of-hospital changes to make sure the right care is provided in the right place at the right time, such as the rapid transfer of care service, where a patient is able to go home or into a community hospital or health and social care bed promptly, shortening the wait between being well enough to leave and being discharged. Other support will come from our community nursing and rapid response teams, providing rapid support when people need it, as well as our specialist nursing teams, including cardio and respiratory, and our therapy teams, helping to get people back on their feet. Support will be provided to patients in their own homes, with meal preparation and personal hygiene in some cases too, where appropriate.